India announced today that it has successfully tested a satellite-killing weapon. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has more on the test and what it could mean for the region.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the test in a national address. He says that India now stands tall as a space power. Vipin Narang is a political scientist at MIT. He says the test apparently used an Indian-made missile to strike an Indian-made satellite.
They launched a missile from their missile test site and intercepted the satellite, which was in orbit at 300 kilometers in space.
300 kilometers, or 186 miles, is actually a relatively low orbit.
No pun intended, it's relatively low-hanging fruit in terms of a kill, but, you know, it's only the fourth country that's demonstrated ASAT capabilities.
The other three are China, Russia, and the United States. Brian Whedon is with the Secure World Foundation. He says there's an anti-satellite arms race happening right now, and there are no arms control treaties to stop it. Organizations like the UN regularly talk about limiting weapons in space, but
there really hasn't been any serious discussion about dealing with ground-based anti-satellite weapons.
Whedon says the main danger is debris that can be created by hitting a satellite. A 2007 test by China spewed thousands of fragments into orbit. Many are still up there.
And so the concern would be that if there's a future conflict between U.S. and China, U.S. and Russia, India and China, or even India and Pakistan, that these weapons might be used.
And low Earth orbit might become filled with deadly shrapnel that could knock out other non-military satellites. Vipin Narang says he sees another purpose behind India's test today. To strike the satellite, the Indian military used a kind of missile designed to intercept other missiles. Hitting a satellite is similar to striking an incoming warhead, so the test may actually be about missile defense. If that's the case, then it's also designed to send a message.
They'll say it's not directed towards any other country, but this is clearly, I think, relevant to Pakistan,
India's nuclear-armed rival in the region. Finally, today's test may have a domestic purpose. India will begin national elections in a few weeks' time. Narang says Modi's speech about India as a space power will burnish his reputation as strong on defense. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.